The Holy Quran only tells us of the qualities of that species. The Holy Quran tells us that they will not be like you. They will be completely different. And in obedience to Allah, they would be better. That means that they will be more refined. And actually, this is the progress. The progress of evolution tells us that each higher species is more refined and has greater sensibilities and is sometimes better provided in some regions of consciousness. So maybe another sense is added to that species we don't know. There are species with less senses provided than we are. For instance, there are species which are blind. There are species which are deaf. They cannot hear. For instance, the snakes cannot hear. And still they make do. The termites cannot see. They are totally blind. And still they are an organized community. So a termite individual would never conceive, could never conceive of what sight is. And a snake cannot conceive what hearing is. But within their own spheres, they consider themselves to be perfect. They enjoy their being snakes thoroughly. If you tell them you are going to be converted into a frog, they would be horrified. They would not like it. So this is the beauty of creation. Each species, however less it is provided, or however more it is provided, is completely content within its own four walls and does not want to be disturbed and turned into another species. For instance, you think that angels are a higher species, but if somebody tells you you're going to be an angel tomorrow, sometime you may possibly cry the whole night for what terror you are facing and what will happen to you. And this is how we are seeing death. Exactly this is our attitude towards death. The message is that you will come closer to me and turn into a higher being. And you say, no, please, we are well off as a lower being. So this is the beauty of nature, the creation of God, that you look down upon other species and they don't look up to you. They think they are quite all right as they are. So that means new things can be added to species as they have been added. New qualities, new attributes, new senses. So maybe they have six senses instead of five. Maybe they can see through things. Maybe they can see spectrum of light, regions of spectrum of light which are unobservable to us. So we will be comparatively to them blind people. In darkness, if they can see infrared light, they would be running about and we will be at a disadvantage to them. If they hear those short waves of sound waves, shorter length of sound waves, which we totally do not hear, they could be talking to each other without our ever knowing it, what's happening to us. So add any quality to a species and it has an upper hand. Add speed to an aeroplane and that fleet of aeroplane is going to win the battle, which is faster. So even the smallest addition to a quality gives you a species an upper hand. So if it's a completely new set of qualities, then of course mankind would appear to be like apes appear to you.